Before You Know It, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for general audiences featuring the relationship Cody slash Obi-Wan. This is part 8 of the Sea Means Freedom series. Summary. Obi-Wan goes on a trip within Mandalore. Political events mean Cody can't accompany him right away. Both are pleased when they reunite. Cody trusts his brothers implicitly. He does. Obi-Wan going on a trip around Mandalore without him still doesn't sit comfortably with him. His husband is smart, brave, and strong. He's Mando Karla to his core and can charm anyone. But there are still pockets of Death Watch supporters in the far reaches of Mandalore, and Cody hates the idea of Obi-Wan going anywhere close to those areas without him. He knows Rex and Bly would never intentionally go near a Death Watch area, not on a trip like this. That doesn't mean that Death Watch won't bring the fight to them if so motivated. And despite the arrival of spring, the weather can still be unpredictable. That's why only the guard have ventured out yet, inspecting and securing their hideouts for the sailing season to come. On the seas or on land, Mandalore's weather could be a cruel mistress. Sometimes, being his father's heir is inconvenient. If he wasn't needed in this meeting of the clans, he could go on the trip too. But he is, so he can't. At least not right away. He needs to accept that and stop worrying so much before he convinces some of the most competent people he knows that he only thinks they're capable of things if he's there too. "I can literally see the thoughts chasing each other around in your head," his father teases. Cody huffs, which just makes his father laugh. "I understand your worry," Jango soothes, "but you must trust in Obi-Wan's skills and in your brothers and your men who accompany him." Slumping, Cody nods. That is the other comfort. Waxer, Boyle, Wooly, and Trapper are going with them. Rex will have Jesse, Kix, Fives, and Echo with him. Bly will have some of his most trusted men. Obi-Wan won't be alone as he goes exploring Mandalore. "I know, Bweer," Cody replies quietly. Jango puts a hand on his shoulder and squeezes. "Doesn't make the fears any easier to dismiss," Jango says knowingly. "And just remember, if all goes well, you'll be joining them in less than a month." Cody desperately tries not to think about this meeting not going well. He dreads that possibility for reasons that have nothing to do with Obi-Wan. These clan meetings can drag on for months if the clans have disputes. In the worst cases, they've caused wars. There doesn't seem to be any simmering tensions that would go that far at the moment, but the possibility lingers anyway. "Can I threaten anyone who drags it out?" Cody grumbles. Jango laughs. "Honestly, that will likely make you look good to some of the more traditional clans. It shows you're motivated." Cody snorts and files that little tidbit of information away for later. The day of Obi-Wan's departure arrives faster than Cody is ready for it. Not that he was ever going to be ready for it. "Just for a few weeks, darling," Obi-Wan reminds him gently as he dresses. Cody sighs as he pulls his own shirt over his head. "I know," Cody assures. Obi-Wan crosses their bedroom and takes Cody's hand. With a playful smile, he brings Cody's hand to his lips and brushes a kiss to his knuckles. "We'll be reunited before you know it." Face softening, Cody replies with the only words that seem relevant. "I love you." Obi-Wan presses another kiss to Cody's hand. "I love you too, darling," Obi-Wan assures. "I wish you were accompanying me now too, but you have your duties and responsibilities. I knew that when I fell in love with you. I was reminded of that when I married you, just as I reminded you of mine. We can only be who we are, Cody." Smiling, Cody nods. "I know that too, Share," Cody assures, as he draws Obi-Wan into his arms properly. "I have no wish to change, nor would I wish you to be any different than you are. Doesn't mean I always have to like what those duties require, though." Wincing, Obi-Wan inclines his head. "That is certainly fair," he agrees. Cody presses a gentle kiss to Obi-Wan's lips. I expect a great many stories when we reunite, Cody tells him. Obi-Wan beams. I shall be happy to oblige. Snickering, he adds, Wooly might even write another book about it. That draws a laugh from Cody, and tension eases from his shoulders. The meeting of the clans feels endless. More than once, Cody fantasizes about just challenging a few of the most stubborn leaders to a duel just to speed up the process. He knows he's not alone in that. The representatives from clans Rao and Ren are of the generation that is some years older than him, but also some years younger than his father. Despite that, they always treat Cody with respect, and he gets along well with them. It's how he knows their irritation frequently rivals his own. Finally, only 2 days over the scheduled time, the meetings end. Dutiful son that he is, he stays with his father until the last of the clan leaders and representatives leave. Only then does he grab his bags and set out to join Obi-Wan. Fortunately, the town Obi-Wan, his brothers, and their men are currently in is a small seaport further north. Taking a ship is faster to get there than going over land due to the terrain in between. Only 4 days behind schedule, Cody reunites with his husband. Obi-Wan beams at him when he steps onto the pier. In a teasing mood, Cody takes Obi-Wan's hand and kisses it. Obi-Wan laughs and then tugs him in for a proper kiss. Good to see you too, darling, Obi-Wan breathes when they part. Amused chuckles and whispers catch Cody's ear. He turns to see Rex, Waxer, and Wooly grinning at him. It's okay, we know where we rate, Rex tells him, smirking. Wooly rolls his eyes. It's only natural that he greets his husband first. Cody smirks. This is why Wooly is my favorite. Rex gasps in mock offense as Wooly cackles. Waxer pats Rex on the shoulder good-naturedly. It's all right, you get used to your adjusted place in his affections, Waxer declares. Rex splutters at that, and Cody laughs. Stepping aside from Obi-Wan, Cody reaches for Rex. Good to see you too, Vodica, Cody murmurs. Hugging back, Rex replies, Nice of you to finally get around to joining us, Auravod. Obi-Wan snickers as Cody rolls his eyes in fond exasperation. So, who wants to fill me in on what you lot have been up to? Cody asks. Wooly predictably bounces in place. I've been writing it all down. Cody smiles fondly at him, then throws an arm around his shoulders. Then I expect a detailed report, Cody tells him. Wooly beams. The group heads toward their accommodations at a sedate pace. Despite the unfamiliar surroundings, Cody relaxes as they walk. He doesn't have to be Venalor Kote right now. There's time for the rest in the future, hopefully many years in the future, when his father is gone. He can be Cody again for a while, preparing for being Commodore Cody again in a few weeks more. He reaches for Obi-Wan with his other hand, links their hands together when his husband reaches back and smiles. He's his father's heir, yes, but for now, this is where he belongs. With his husband and his crew, and his brothers and their men. And it's good. The end.